Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. Starting at 3:40 this afternoon, women are working for free according to calculations made by feminist associations aimed at highlighting inequalities between men and women at work. On this International Day for Women's Rights, rallies, strikes, and demonstrations are taking place. Women have mobilized today throughout France at the call of unions and associations. Spain is also mobilized for an unprecedented movement, with metro and train strikes, pickets in front of department stores, radio and television stars absent on the air for this previously unseen feminist general strike. Back in France with strange statements made by serial killer Michel Fourniret. During a hearing on March 2nd, the man who was nicknamed the Monster of the Ardennes did not deny being involved in the disappearance of Estelle Mouzin in 2003 in Seine-et-Marne. The idea had been evoked and supported by the family of the girl in 2007 before being dismissed. Another terrible case, that of Maëlys. The girl's parents will speak at a press conference today at 6:30. Missing since last summer after she disappeared in Isère at a wedding party, her body was recently found following information communicated by her alleged murderer, Nordal Lelandais. The former soldier is also suspected in two other cases that add on to the long list of suspicions concerning him. This time he is suspected in the disappearances of a 48-year-old man and a 29-year-old woman in 2016 and 2011 in the Drôme. Neither their bodies nor their cars have ever been found. There are new suspicions of chemical attacks in the rebel enclave of Ghouta in Syria. According to an NGO, last night at least 60 people suffered from breathing difficulties following airstrikes. And an agreement has been reached between the two television giants. A portion of Canal Plus's customers will once again have access to the channels of the TF1 group starting tonight. The same goes for satellite reception. And rugby to finish, a single change was made in the 15 de France. The team will face England Saturday at the Stade de France. François Trinduc replaces Lionel Boxis. The coach, Jacques Brunel, decided for the rest to keep the 15 de France that had beaten Italy on February 23rd untouched. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.